interesting. You talk about the front end seemed to be, and then you also were talking about the back end. So obviously the loan modernization program, like many programs across government, still probably use the mainframe that IBM, Unisys, whomever set up years ago. Have you moved it off the mainframe? Are you in the middle of moving off the mainframe? And are you moving it? Is our favorite word cloud computing coming into play here? Talk a little bit about what the back end is going to look like.
Yes, we are moving it off the mainframe, and we are moving it into a standardized database. I don't want to get into any particular names, but it is updated technology. In terms of cloud computing, you're right, we didn't get a chance to talk about that earlier, but that is definitely a direction that we're moving forward. It's the federal CIO and the CTO both have set that forth as a direction, and we agree with it. We've taken a look at infrastructure and said we are kind of one deep in technology here in terms of skill set. And if you take a look at your return on your investment, it would be a five-year refresh rate to buy the equipment outright for what we could do in a private cloud or cloud computing for infrastructure services. So our payback is within 5 years if we were to buy the equipment versus actually doing a service level agreement with a cloud computing provider. And that's not taking into consideration the skill sets that are required if we were to manage it ourselves. When you get into redundancy and disaster and so forth, the cloud computing allows us to focus our technology on achieving more of the mission of the agency with the technology as opposed to the infrastructure. You know, email, BlackBerry services, and so forth, that's not something that we need to have skill sets necessarily supporting, maintaining in-house when those skill sets could be better used looking at how can we make more tools available to our lenders and to our borrowers on the web.